You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the God that had set us free, for who the Son set free is free indeed, the merciful God, the God who is good in his mercy endured forever, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and almighty in battle. Hallelujah. I greet you today. I thank the Lord for this beautiful day that we're in the land of the living. I thank the Lord for his mercies. I thank him for his goodness. And most of all, I thank him for his forgiveness. I thank him for eternal life. I thank him that he sent Jesus, and that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the eternal life insurance policy. Amen. For the believer and for all those that will call upon his name and believe in his name. Hallelujah. And what he's done for us. I'm very excited about today. I want to take out this time to thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, who's operating in this dispensation of time. Hallelujah. Who leads us and guides us into the truth of all things, who shows us things to come, who comforts us, who expounds and explains the word of God. Amen. In revelation to us. Amen. Hallelujah. I bless the name of the Lord. I just give him praise today for the minute blessings, the great blessings, the phenomenal blessings, and the miraculous blessings, the blessings that we don't even acknowledge. Lord, we're grateful and we're thankful. We thank you for him in Jesus' name. We thank you because you're holy, and we thank you for your holiness. For you said, be holy, for I am holy. I'm very excited about today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, for being a friend that stick it closer than a brother. Thank you in Jesus' holy name. I just want to take out the time and pray for somebody. Yes, you tired. I know you're tired financially, but the Lord said you're tired in your spiritual, in your soul is tired. And he said, come unto me, all thee that labor and of heavy laden, and you shall find rest to your souls. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for in heart I'm meek and lowly. Hallelujah. My yoke is easy and my burden is light, saith the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I ask you to just stretch forth your emergency hand of healing, deliverance, and restoration in the name of Jesus in the lives of those, Father, that are suffering, that are going through. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your power breaks the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. Powers of principalities, rulers of darkness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, for your name has been set far above all principalities, far above all dominions, powers, rulers of darkness, or far above any name that's ever been named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. Let your healing power, your healing virtue, your deliverance, your salvation go through the airwaves and meet those that are in need. Thank you for your daily provisions, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your healing go through the bodies of those that are suffering with cancer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare and I decree that foul demon of cancer, I command you to dry up, die up at the root, and leave the bodies of those that are suffering. You got to use your faith. Amen. It's without faith, it's impossible to please God. One must believe that he is God and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You got to know what your heavenly kingdom benefit benefits are in the kingdom of God. You got to turn to Isaiah 53, amen, verse 5, where it says, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of his peace was upon him, and by his holy stripes we are healed. You have to begin to know what your spiritual rights in Christ is. Glory be to God. And when you can grasp that with your faith and believe him, you will see manifestations of healing and deliverance from diabetes, high blood pressure, all types of sicknesses and diseases. Father, we thank you because, Lord Jesus, you're the Prince of Peace, and there's power in your peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree peace, hallelujah, to those that are suffering with depression and confusion. You are an author of peace and not a God of confusion. Father, confirm your word today with signs and wonders throughout the airwaves and touch and meet the needs of those who are seeking you, those who are calling upon your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' almighty name, amen. I'm very excited about the message today. If the Lord gave me a title for this message, he said, what kind of love is this? That this is not my love, said the Lord, that everything has become transactional. Everything is based on what you do for me, I'll do back for you. And that should not be so for the believer. For his love is unconditional. He said, what is this transactional stuff? He said, because no reward can come if you're just doing a transactional love. How can you really know that a person is truly loving you? Yes, we know that love is action. But the Lord is saying when it become made as transactional and transactional only, then that is stagnant. That is stagnant to the believer. Amen. It's stagnant to the believer because faith worketh by love. And so he's checking us today. He's saying many of my people have really settled in to this world's way of transactional love and transactional only, and not the agape love that says, because you didn't do anything for me, but I choose to do it for you. And that's what the Lord is dealing with his people on. He's saying many have waxed cold because of hurts, wounds, and unforgiveness in their walk of life, in their love walk, and that has stagnated the love of God from flowing in out of their heart. And the Lord saying that is a blockage, glory be to God, to his real love manifesting. And you know, he tells us his love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He's saying, what is this if you do for me? When my word tells us in James that if you have it right by you and you see your brother or sister in need, why would you turn them away when you have it right by you? He also declares to us that, listen, don't keep inviting your friends over for a good meal only, and then he says, and then they're going to invite you back. He said, or they're going to borrow from you, and then you're going to give it back, and it's going to just keep going back and forth. He said, but give to somebody who cannot repay you back, and I will repay you, said the Lord. What is this transactional love that has creeped into the body of Christ? You know, I come out of a ministry in the body in Syracuse, New York, where I'm from, and it's very interesting. You could be on prayed and ask the Lord for something, and you're just standing in faith for it. You could be sitting in church, and out of nowhere, someone can just come and put it in your hand. Let's say if you was asking the Lord, I need to pay this bill is $500, and I'm short. I work, I'm just short. All of a sudden, somebody will come and tap you on your shoulder while you in the service, whether you're sitting, whether you're standing, wherever, and they'll put it in your hand and say, the Holy Spirit told me to give this to you. And you just look and you be shocked. You said, thank you. But you don't really know yet until you can look and see what it is. And then when you open it up, there's $500. And you're like, thank you, Lord. The Lord has blessed us to be blessings to one another. I think that's what Peter and them, that example that Peter and them gave us when they took all that they had need of. And then distributed. They split it among each other so that everybody had need was able to share in with what everybody else. The Lord is calling his people to a higher place in the love walk. The love walk is stagnant right now among many of his people, even among some of his leaders, even among some of the leaders that they won't really help the sheep like they should help them. No. The first thing they'll say is, have you been paying your tithes? Let me look and see. Glory be to God. Let me look and see how much you've been tithing in here, and then we could be able to help you. That's transactional. Glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What the Lord is saying is, why not from our heart move like our father moved? Because many a times we're going before the Lord and saying, Lord, we need this, we need this, and we need that. Well, he doesn't come out and say, oh, well, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. No. If you believe him for it, he will meet the need. Then he will, with the Holy Spirit, will begin to what teach you better on how to finance your finances. He'll begin to say, you need to take this class, you need to do this, or no, you don't need to do that, you don't need this. Have you ever been shopping and you're about to get something? I do it all the time. The Holy Ghost said, you don't need that. So I put it down. You know, he's talking about the love walk. He's saying many of my people throughout the body of Christ have turned and settled for the transactional love. And there's no reward from the Lord with transactional love. If that's the hidden motive and it's based on only transactional, if you do it for me, I'll do it for you. If you don't do it for me, I'm not going to do it for you. It's the same thing in relationships. I found that out. In relationships, when you, and you know, this is the month everybody's going to celebrate love, whether it be the real love, whether it be the false love, glory be to God. It's even in relationships. It's based on now we're not talking about in the world, we're talking about within the body of Christ. Because many that are still in the body of Christ are still have that worldly mentality, that carnal mindset when it comes into relationships. Now, if somebody chooses to do something for you, that's what they choose to do. But if they when they choose to do it and they sit back and hold it over your head and waiting for you to give them something back in return, that's not the agape love. That is, once again, based on the motive of transaction. I did something for you. When are you going to do something for me? Okay, case in point. I was in a friendship developing into a relationship, and the individual was nice, was doing things. You know, I've done things too, but I've done it from my heart. I didn't expect anything back. I just wanted to be kind to that person. It's like if you out and you see a shirt for your husband, and you be like, oh, I love that shirt, I'm going to get it for him. That's you doing that because you want to do it. Okay, that individual figured, well, because they had done this, they expected me to do this. And I said, no, it doesn't work that way. If you didn't really mean to do it, if you were doing it in the mindset, in the motive, because you expected to get something back from me, you're not going to get that, because that's transactional. I didn't force you to do it. I didn't ask you to do it for me. Amen. You said it, I thought, up under the assumption that you just wanted to do it to be kind and be nice like I was. I never brought up anything I'd done for you. I never brought up anything I bought for you because I wanted you to have it. That was something I did from my heart. So here I'm walking in agape and you want to walk in transactional. We butt heads. It never worked out because we're constantly butting heads. Oh, well, we went out to dinner and this and that. Can you come into my house? No, I cannot come into your house. There's no reason for me to be in your house at 10 o'clock at night. There's no reason for me to be in the hotel tomorrow. Come pray for your leg at 10 o'clock at night. These are transactional things. And the Lord said, this is not the agape love. This is not real love. This transactional love is based on the world. And I noticed that it has creeped into this generation. And all you hear people going is, well, oh, if he wants to take me out, he got to take me to a 5-star hotel or a 5-star restaurant, and that costs about $500, but you don't even spend the $500 on yourself. Glory be to God. Like, that's not something you're going to put in yourself, but you just meet somebody and you saying, this is what he need to do. But how does he know if he or her, how does she know if she likes you or you even, you know, did you even have something in common? The Lord is calling his people to a place of repentance. He said, your love walk is stagnant. Faith work by love. How can you effectively walk in faith if you're not walking in love? How can you effectively say you love me and you're not loving my people? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to just move in our hearts, Lord. Show us where we have settled in that area of transactional love, Father, and deliver us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when you know, then you can get delivered. Hallelujah, from those situations. And not only that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, those that are going to celebrate this Valentine's Day, this love month, or whatever they call it, in the name of Jesus, let them know, going to a hotel, going into fornication and adultery, that's not your way for the believer. Because your word tells us any sin that a man do is outside the body that we do. But anyone that commits fornication lacks understanding and sins against their own body. Anybody that commits adultery lacks understanding and commit sin. Amen. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your mercy, your grace, your love, and your kindness. Thank you for your continual hand of deliverance and healing in the lives of your people. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts, 'cause I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own, I'm